Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant. When it
this is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. 1919. The war was over, the peace unsettled. The doughboys were coming home to what they weren't sure. America was a Janus land, looking back, looking ahead, with songs looking in both directions.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Victor Herbert was still writing operettas in 1919, but Tin Pan Alley was paying more attention to ragtime jazz and the blues. Before the 20s exploded after the recession of 1920 and 21, America wasn't sure what direction it wanted to follow. Did we want to settle down after the upheavals of the war, or did we want to break out, kick up our heels, and party? On one hand, romantic ardor. On the other, razzmatazz. We hadn't decided which way to go, and our music looked in both directions while we figured it out. Ben Heppner, The World is Waiting for the Sunrise, and Marion Harris, Take Me to the Land of Jazz.
Down in the lazy west rides the moon, warm as a night. Stars shimmering soft in a bed of blue, while I am calling and calling you. Sweetly you are dreaming as the dawn comes slowly.
Simply pestered and requested to join.
Ben Heppner with Ernest Seitz and Gene Lockhart's The World is Waiting for the Sunrise, and Marion Harris with Pete Wendling, Edgar Leslie, and Bert Kalmar's Take Me to the Land of Jazz. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Teddy Roosevelt died in 1919, and President Wilson suffered a massive stroke. Congress passed prohibition, and race riots spread across the country. Working men went out on strike, Eugene V. Debs went to prison, and anarchists set off bombs. A plane flew the Atlantic for the first time, and a convoy of automobiles crossed the country, also for the first time. The National Football League formed its first team, the Chicago White Sox threw the World Series, and Al Jolson introduced George Gershwin's first hit song in a show called Sinbad. People found its jazzy looseness irresistible. Jolson sings Gershwin and Irving Caesar's Swanee.
I've been away from you a long time. I never thought I'd miss you so. Somehow I feel your love was real. Near you I long to be. The birds are singing, it is song time. The banjo's strumming soft and low. I know that you yearn for me too. Swanee, you're calling me. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folk. In a T-I-X, I even know my mammy's waiting for me, praying for me, down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I go to that Swanee shore. Swanee, Swanee, I am coming back to Swanee, mammy. Mammy, I love the old folks at home. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old I give the world to thee. Among the folk in a T-I-X, I even know my mammy's waiting for me, praying for me, down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I go to that Swanee shore.
Al Jolson, Swanee. George Gershwin wasn't the only Broadway composer setting out during these years. Irving Berlin and Jerome Kern were already established. Rodgers, Hart, and Hammerstein would emerge in the 20s, but Cole Porter was still trying to make it. He placed a few songs here and there, but he'd have to wait another 10 years to succeed, even though his distinctively witty, elegant style was just beginning to emerge. For the review Hitchy Coo of 1919, Porter wrote, "Bring Me Back My Butterfly."
I was still the mild money wild type of child that styled commuter. When I fell as the suitor for a butterfly, one of those sweet peace-loving geese that Police Maurice has built more. Though one ever loved guilt more than my butterfly. So when I'd got her tied as a bride with pride a-blushing, I chose one of those bungalows God grows in Flushing. Then try picture my surprise the other night when I got to the spot and found she'd taken flight. Simply wrote me goodbye. I found the man of my choice, and he's got a Rolls Royce. Oh, send her home, as I'll surely die. Oh, won't you please, please bring me back my butterfly?
Thomas Hampson with Cole Porter's Bring Me Back My Butterfly. Unlike World War II, where a wartime outlook ended as soon as the war did, songs rooted in World War I continued through 1918 into 1919. There was a musical aftermath to the year and a half spent fighting in the trenches and recuperating in Paris. A young enlisted man returns home to go back to work running his father's factory. One of the first people he hires is the man who was his captain in the army, Revenge's Sweet. From the Ziegfeld Follies of 1919, Eddie Cantor, I've Got My Captain Working For Me Now.
With a smiling face, when I asked why he felt so happy, Johnny chuckled with glee. He winked his eye and made this reply, "Something wonderful has happened to me. I've got the guy that used to be my captain working for me." He wanted work, so I made him a clerk in my father's factory. And by and by, I'm gonna have him wrapped in work up to his brow. I make him open the office every morning at 8. Then I come in about 4 hours late. Everything comes to those who wait. I've got my captain working for me now. I've got the guy that used to be my captain working for me. I gave him work where there's no chance to shirk. He's as busy as a bee. And by and by, I'm gonna have him wrapped in work up to his brow. I had a small kitchen built in my dad's factory. Now I have the captain there doing KP. God has been awfully good to me. I've got my captain working for me now. Yes, sir. I've got the guy that used to be my captain working for me. He wanted work, so I made him a clerk in my father's factory. And by by and by. I'm gonna have him wrapped in work up to his brow. He stood at attention, called me sir. He said, I can't get along on 25, sir. I gave him a look and said, as you were. I've got my captain working for me now.
Eddie Cantor, I've Got My Captain Working For Me Now. Less sweet than revenge was the onset of Prohibition. The world was divided between wets and dries, though nearly all the songs bemoaned the passing of old man alcohol. The first of these songs sounds romantic in its conjuring up of a tropical paradise, but it's really looking to Cuba because the island had no ban on booze and was only 90 miles away. The second song is one of several recorded by the black comic performer Burt Williams. He gave the ban on booze his own wry twist. Billy Murray, I'll See You in CUBA, and Burt Williams, Everybody Wants a Key to My Cellar.
Not so far from here, there's a very lively atmosphere. Everybody's going there this year. And there's a reason, the season opened last July. Ever since the USA went dry, everybody's going there and I'm going too. I'm on my way to Cuba, there's where I'm going. Cuba, there's where I'll stay. Cuba, where wine is flowing, and where dark-eyed fellas like their fellas Panna tell us. Cuba, where all is happy. Cuba, where all is gay. Why don't you plan a wonderful trip to Havana? Hop on a ship and I'll see you in CUBA. Take a friend's advice, drinking in a cellar isn't nice. Anybody who has got the fright should be a Cuban. Have you been longing for the smile that you haven't had for quite a while? If you have, then follow me and I'll show the way. Come on along to Cuba, there's where I'm going. Cuba, there's where I'll stay. Cuba, where wine is flowing, and where dark-eyed sailors light their fellas, Panna tell us. Cuba, where all is happy. Cuba, where all is gay. With so much scotch and rye on the table, I'll drink till I won't be able to see you in CUBA.
Down in my cellar, I've been changing everything around. I got a secret hidden there, I've got it with my life. There's only one mistake I made. I told it to my wife. Now everybody wants a key to my cellar. My cellar, my cellar. Folks who never even gave me a tumble, even perfect strangers are beginning to grumble, 'cause they all want the key to open my cellar. I'd like to see them get one, let them try. You can have my money, yes, sir. Take my car. Take my wife if you want to go that far. But nix on a key to open my cellar if the whole darn world goes dry. Everybody wants a key to my cellar. My cellar. My cellar. Folks who never even gave me a tumble. Even perfect strangers are beginning to grumble, 'cause they all want the key to open my cellar. I'd like to see them get one, let them try. Discharge all the servants, I don't trust a soul. Never mind the furnace, I can shovel all the coal. But nix on a key to open my cellar. I'll be wet, yes sir, when they are dry.
Billy Murray with Irving Berlin's I'll See You in CUBA, and Burt Williams with Lou Pollack, Bill Blanquette, and Ed Rose's Everybody Wants the Key to My Cellar. One of the biggest hits of 1919 is a perfect example of a song on the cusp. The first post-war musicals offered a reassuringly conservative view of American life, more fluid and accepting than before, but still familiar and settled. The first of these shows, Irene, began a series of Cinderella musicals in which an Irish working girl wins a handsome millionaire. Its major song was both traditional and modern, a sweet waltz that creates a flirtatious, self-absorbed young woman. The original Irene, Edna Day, sings Alice Blue Gown.
Sweet little Alice, you've gone. When I first wandered down
Edna Day with Harry Tierney and Joseph McCarthy's Alice Blue Gown. Jerome Kern wrote a lot of good songs and shows in the 20s, culminating in Showboat. In the teens, even during the war, he wrote the lighthearted Princess shows with P.G. Woodhouse. In 1919, he was sitting between the old and the new. The bouncy melodies of the teens were about to give way to the romantic ballads of the 20s, as How'd You Like to Spoon with Me would lead to Look for the Silver Lining. Now, though, he perched between past and future. From The Score to Zip Goes a Million, Gene Lehman and George Dvorsky with Kern and Ann Caldwell's Whippoorwill.
Let me take you back a ways to our early childhood days, when we stood within the little wood as day was fading.
I remember oh so well, strolling in the dusky dell. We would thrill because the whippoorwill was serenading,
trilling while stars were rapidly filling the sky.
Whippoorwill, I used to love to hear you call to me.
Whippoorwill, I know you meant the world and all to me.
When the sun had gone to rest, I could hear you from the nest.
Whippoorwill, you'd start to whistle tenderly. And as the moon would swing across the branches of the trees above, you would sing your plaintive little melody.
Now the moon no longer near, in my dreams I seem to hear
whippoorwill
ever calling to me.
While the dusky night bird flew to his evening rendezvous, through the dell we heard the vesper bell so softly ring.
Its music died away and the sky began to gray. All was still, and then the whippoorwill would start his singing.
Trilling while stars were rapidly filling the sky.
Whippoorwill, I used to love to hear you call to me.
Whippoorwill, I know you meant the world and all to me.
When the sun had gone to rest, I could hear you from your nest.
Whippoorwill, you start to whistle tenderly. And as the moon would swing across the branches of the trees above, you would sing your plaintive little melody.
Although you're no longer near, in my dreams I seem to hear
whippoorwill ever calling to me.
Whippoorwill, I used to love to hear you call to me.
Whippoorwill, I know you meant the world and all to me.
When the
start to whistle tenderly, and as the moon would swing across the branches of the trees above, you would sing your plaintive little melodies of love.
Now though you're no longer near, in my dreams I seem to hear
whippoorwill
ever calling to me.
Thank you.
Jane Lehman and George Zvorsky, Whippoorwill. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Aside from Irene, the most important show of the year was a review, the 13th annual edition of the Ziegfeld Follies. For the first time, Ziegfeld hired a single songwriter to provide the score. Irving Berlin's songs made this one of the most important follies. Although Ziegfeld had been, in his words, glorifying the American girl for a dozen years, Berlin finally gave the showgirls a song of their own. Tenor John Steele, who introduced it on Broadway, sings A Pretty Girl Is Like a Melody.
I have an ear for music, and I have an eye for a maid. I link a pretty girlie with each pretty tune that's played. They go together like sunny weather, goes with a month of a May. I've studied girls and music, so I'm qualified to say, a pretty girl is like a melody that haunts you night and day, just like the strain of a haunting refrain. She'll start upon a marathon and run around your brain. You can't escape. She's in your memory by morning, night, and noon. She will leave you and then come back again. A pretty girl is just like a pretty.
John Steele, A Pretty Girl Is Like a Melody. Berlin's score for the Follies is notable not only for its quality, but also for its range and its ability to suit the star who sang it. Berlin wrote dance tunes, songs that look back on the war, coon songs that make us cringe but were all the rage, songs about prohibition, comic numbers, songs to predict the future, sexy songs, and love songs. It was a tour de force, perfect for a wide-ranging review like the Follies. The star of the show, Eddie Cantor, sings Berlin's Mandy, and you'd be surprised.
Mandy, there's a minister handy, and it sure would be dandy. If we let him make a fee, so don't you linger. Here's a ring for your finger. Isn't it a humdinger? Come along and let the wedding chime bring a happy time for Mandy and me. ¶¶ could hear somebody singing a familiar tune. So I stopped a while to listen, not a word I wanted to miss. It was just somebody serenading, something like this, my pretty Mandy. There's a minister handy, and it sure would be dandy if we let him make a fee. So don't you linger, here's a ring for your finger, isn't it a humdinger? Come along and let the wedding chimes bring happy times for Mandy. Let him make a fee. So don't you linger, here's the ring for your finger, isn't it a humdinger? Come along and let the wedding chimes bring happy times for Mandy.
Pick such a bow with a twinkle in her eye. She made this reply: he's not so good in a crowd, but when you get him alone, you'd be surprised. He isn't much at a dance, but when he's taking you home, you'd be surprised. He doesn't look like much of a lover, but you can judge a book by its cover. He's got the face of an angel, but there's a devil in his eye. He's such a delicate thing, but when he's starting to squeeze, you'd be surprised. He doesn't look very strong, but when you sit on his knees, you'd be surprised. At a party or at a ball, I've got to admit that he's nothing at all. But in a Morris chair, you'd be surprised. Mary continued to praise Johnny's remarkable ways to the ladies. And you know advertising pays. Now Johnny's never alone. He has the busiest phone almost every other day. A new girl will say he's not so good in the house, but on a bench in the park, you'd be surprised. He isn't much in the light, but when he gets in the dark, you'd be surprised. I know he looks as slow as the eerie, but you don't know the half of it, dearie. He looks as cold as an Eskimo, but there's fire in his eyes. He doesn't say very much, but when he's starting to speak, you'd be surprised. He's not so good at the start, but at the end of a week, you'd be surprised. On a streetcar or in a train, you'd think he was born without any brain. But in a taxi cab, oh boy, you'd be surprised.
Eddie Cantor with Mandy and You'd Be Surprised. The 19th century sentimental ballad was dead. The flapper songs of the 20s hadn't arrived. We were nearing the end of what came to be called pleasant songs. They were about true love, but they lacked passion, and they felt at ease in the real world. More and more of them were about cuddling close. They never became overheated, but they were getting sexy. William Bolcom and Joan Morris, I Might Be Your Once in a While, and Carl Fenton's orchestra, Last Night on the Back Porch.
It's hard to be true to one when I'm not built that way. I may promise, but it's 2-1. Before the week is out, I'll stray. But frankness is 2-1 who craves my every kiss. So I make it plain in my refrain that the best I can do is this. I might be your once in a while. I might see you once in a while. But I can't be true to you or you or you. I can't be your all of the time, your ever and ever. But maybe your once in a while will do. Heart beats neutrality, but still some say I've none. Think of that when in reality I have a heart for everyone. I fear its locality may change from day to day. It is everywhere, now here, now there. That is why I'm obliged to say I might be your once in a while. I might see you once in a while. But I can't be true to you or you or you. I can't be your all of the time, your ever and ever. But maybe
I kissed her in the morning and I kissed her at night. I kissed her, yes, I kissed her when the stars were shining bright. I kissed her in the parlor and I kissed her in the hall. But last night on the back porch, I kissed her best of all.
I kissed her at a ball game and I kissed her at a show. I kissed her in a box seat while at the rodeo. I kissed her at a circus and at a fancy ball.
Last night at a drive-in, I kissed her best of all. We were doing 65. I kissed her in a Cadillac with high dramatic drive. I kissed her in an Austin, but I found it much too small. Last night in a hot rod, I kissed her best of all.
I kissed her in a station while waiting for a train. I kissed her at the airport while standing in the rain. I kissed her on a building that was 80 stories tall.
Last night down behind the barn, I kissed her best of all. I kiss her every morning, And I kiss her every night. I kiss her when we make up, every time we have a fight. I kiss her in the springtime, I kiss her in the fall, someday at the altar
I'll kiss her best of all.
Joan Morris, I Might Be Your Once in a While, and Carl Fenton's orchestra, Last Night on the Back Porch. Why did these songs replace the sentimental ballad so quickly and easily? Attitudes changed dramatically as a result of the war, and jazz and the blues became more and more a part of the sound of America. They added something loose, something hot, something pulsating and driving to the way we spoke and sang, the way we walked and danced, sashayed and shimmied. The Waters Band, the blues my naughty baby gave to me, and Ian Whitcomb, who's been playing Pop Around Here while I've been gone.
Home from war, he walked right up to his girl's door, thinking what a loving welcome he'd receive. For quite a while he sat around, and then his smile turned to a frown. He says, "It looks to me like I have been deceived. Well, I was fighting over there. It seems to me you've been unfair. Who's been playing pop around here while I've been gone, honey baby? Now who's the slacker that you've been training your affections on? You've got a brand new way of kissing that you never learned from me. And look here, there's lots of things around this house that I never did I see. Them cut glass dishes, they ain't here the day that I left. I surely hate to think you've done me wrong, honey baby, honey pie, honey doll, with them stockings of silk and those imported hats. Well, $30 a month would never buy all that. Who's been playing papa round here while I've been gone? Yes, jolly rotten. And then she started to explain about an uncle up in Maine who passed away and left her money by the peck. About the time she thought he'd fall, our William said, let that be all. Don't try to cram that fairy story down my neck. Before I started over there, you gave your word that you'd play fair. Who's been playing papa around here while I've been gone? That's right, tell him, Bill. Yes, I will. Who's the chimpanzee? Be careful, Bill, you've been wasting your affections. You've got a brand new way of doing that thing. You know that thing, Bill, you've done it. When I, that sort of thing where they, people get together and sort of do things. Ah, yes, then never did I see that large gramophone wasn't here the day I left. I surely hate to think you've done me wrong. Tell him, Bill, go on, tell him. I will, but that hairy-faced dog and that Chevrolet, whatever that is, never could have been purchased with a soldier's pay. Who's been playing papa down here while I've been gone?
The Waters Band, The Blues My Naughty Baby Gave to Me, and Ian Whitcomb, Who's Been Playing Pop Around Here While I've Been Gone. The songs of the 20s were sexy and silly. It was a time for wonderful nonsense, and of all the nonsense songs, this was one of the earliest and most successful. It was originally in a Broadway review. Unlike a lot of nonsense songs, though, it was a waltz and had a childlike lyric. Bolcom and Morris, I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles.
I'm dreaming dreams, I'm scheming schemes, I'm building castles high. They're born anew, their days are few, just like a sweet butterfly. And as the daylight is dawning, they come again in the morning. I'm forever blowing bubbles, pretty bubbles in the air. They fly so high, nearly reach the sky, then like my dreams they fade and die. Fortune's always hiding, I've looked everywhere. I'm forever blowing bubbles, pretty bubbles in the air. When shadows creep, when I'm asleep, to lands of hope I stray. Then at daybreak, when I awake, my bluebird flutters away. Happiness, you seem so near me. Happiness, come forth and cheer me. I'm forever blowing bubbles, pretty bubbles in the air. They fly so high, nearly reach the sky, then like my dreams they fade and die. Fortune's always hiding, I've looked everywhere. I'm forever blowing bubbles, pretty bubbles in the air.
Joan Morris, I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles. Things soon accelerated in America as the 20s arrived. But first, there was a kind of time out when we remembered where we'd come from and took a deep breath before we lunged forward. It happened in 1919. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm. You gotta stop picking on me.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit wxxi.org/rhythm.